Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. We got our good friend Ovik Roy back on the show. Ovik is a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, author of Apothecary, which is a healthcare policy blog. He posts on Forbes.com on a regular basis, and he is an expert in the healthcare policy issues, especially the debate around the impact and the effectiveness or not of Obamacare. And he's our good friend Ovik Roy. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, how are you this morning?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Okay. We've reported with, I've done it myself, I've done it with you, we've done it with our friend Grace Marie Turner, on the different mandates, the different penalties that are out there. There's the individual mandate, which was upheld by the Supreme Court decision this summer. Then there's also the employer mandate, which was not part of the discussion, not part of the debate or the lawsuit, I guess I should say, that was before the House or the Supreme Court. But what typically, when you think about these mandates, you don't think about, what I think about is I think about more about the employer mandate because I am an employer.
Right.
But this employee thing, this individual mandate is going to drop like a hammer on some people. I think some people are going to be surprised by what it's going to do for them. What do you think?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of, as you say, there's a lot of mandates in this law, and only a couple of them have attracted a lot of attention. And, you know, when you have a 2,700-page law or whatever it is, there's going to be a lot of stuff that surprises people. But a lot of the stuff that I think, you know, that's going to happen with this law is stuff that people don't see. So they're going to wake up one day, they're going to have to buy health insurance, right? But health insurance is going to get a lot more expensive. So it's one thing to say, you know, it's bad enough that the law forces people to buy very costly insurance, today, once the mandate goes into effect. But over time, in 5-10 years, as insurance gets more and more expensive, it's going to be that much more unfair. And what's going to happen is the mandate isn't going to be effective. Because I think we talk about the individual mandate. The individual mandate doesn't have a lot of teeth. The IRS can't do anything to you, really, if you decide not to cooperate. The law actually,
how's that going to work? Tell us how that's going to work.
Yeah, so if with a normal tax bill, if you don't pay your tax bill, the IRS can put a lien on your asset.
Right.
So they can freeze your bank account,
put you in
for
jail.
Example. Yeah, the IRS is pretty powerful.
There are people who are in charge of enforcing the payment. They carry a badge and a gun.
That's exactly right.
Go ahead.
So when it comes to the individual mandate, the Obamacare in law it specifies that the IRS does not have the authority to issue a lien on you if you don't pay the fine. So you know you can just choose not to pay the fine, and what they'll do is if you've got a tax return that you're due, they'll take it out of your tax return.
That's their only recourse is to not pay you your tax return.
That's the only recourse they have. So if you don't have a tax return, then you're just going to throw up your hands.
You mean a refund. Yeah,
sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you don't have a refund for them to take the assessment out of, then there's nothing they can do except take it out of a future refund, right? So the point is, if you don't have a refund due, or you don't have a tax liability, or if your tax liability is so small it doesn't matter, you have an economic incentive not to bother with the mandate. Because insurance is going to get a lot more expensive, and now insurers can't turn you away. So if you get sick, you can just buy insurance then, and you're good to go.
Hmm.
And as insurance gets more and more expensive, it's going to get worse because
that's what they're focusing on, right? They want to move people more away from private insurance to the government plan, right?
Well, there's certainly a lot of that, too. But if you don't qualify for the government plans, because not everyone will,
right.
Or even if you do, you know, the government plans will be subsidized to a degree, but not completely. So
basically, this doesn't solve a lot of the original purpose of this bill that it was reported to have, right?
Well, of course, they believe it will, but I think one of the things that I've written about in the past, I wrote a blog post for my Forbes blogs, that said the Obamacare's dark secret, the individual mandate is too weak, and the point of that blog post was that the growth in the size of the mandate's fines, it grows at a slow rate. I think it's inflation or something like that. But, of course, the cost of health insurance goes up at a rate much faster than inflation. So over time, the gap between what insurance costs is going to increase.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Ovik. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back and talk some more about some of the developments that we're seeing as the Obamacare law rolls out and as it becomes closer and closer in view for us. What's it going to do to affect us? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.